a keg of beer.
All I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, it's Dustin.
And Seth.
And we are Drunk at the Movies. Brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. And boy, do we have something fun in store for you this week. It's November the 6th. It's for release day. We are celebrating your birth month for the month of November, December of 1980. And we're starting at the very beginning of the month, released December 5th, 1980, Flash Gordon.
Just 2 days older than me. And as I said last podcast, yeah. I hope I've aged better than this movie.
I think you have, and we will have definitive proof by the end of this episode. Now, Flash Gordon, for those of you who are not familiar, it is a movie based on an old, it was like movie serials.
Mm-hmm.
Black and white Buster Crabbe, I believe, played Flash. And it was like space action adventures. It was the inspiration for Star Wars. We'll get a lot more into that as the movie goes on. But yeah, the movie was made in 1980. Obviously, you know, this came out after Star Wars came out. May have had something to do with that. And it is a sight to behold. So we encourage you guys, as we do every episode, get a copy, watch along with us. It does add to the enjoyment and entertainment. But if you don't, just enjoy the episode regardless. But yeah, grab your copy of Flash Gordon. I got mine at Mega Replay for $3.
And kind of like Wicker Man, you kind of love or hate this movie.
Yeah.
This is a movie that is based, if you're a nostalgic person and you saw it a lot as a kid, you're going to have a lot of heartfelt feelings for this movie.
And it had a little bit of a minor resurgence about 5 years ago, thanks to the movie Ted,
mm-hmm.
with Mark Wahlberg and that foul-mouthed teddy bear. Because Sam Jones had a cameo appearance in it, and their characters loved Flash Gordon. So it kind of got a little bit of a little popularity wave and extra nostalgia thrown its way recently. So you may very well be familiar with this. But again, if not, we'll do our best to explain all the craziness that is going on screen.
And off.
And off screen, yes. But before we get started, we've got a beer to tell you all about. Our beer for this week is, did we just become best friends? And it is a 7% New England IPA. And it says, do you like Velociraptors, Good Housekeeping, and John Stamos? Did we just become best friends? Belma and Azaka are showcased in this heavy melon New England IPA. Do you want to do karate in the garage? Yep. And the flavor profiles are hoppy, melon, heavy, melony, which is very close to melon, and bitter. So you can find this on tap right now at Bearded Owl Brewing, 112 State Street in Peoria, Illinois, right around the corner from Water Street and State Street. And of course, you got trivia going on Wednesday nights, so you can always listen to our episode and then go play some trivia. That's what we encourage you to do.
Now, Dustin, I think you're a little more familiar with Flash Gordon than I am. So can you think of any good drinking games before we get started?
Okay. One, every time you hear the word Flash.
Makes sense.
That is a drink. Two, every time Brian Blessed laughs.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a drink. And three, anytime.
And for those who don't know, he is the lead Hawkman. I forget his character's name.
Yeah, yeah. He's the head of the Hawkmen. I would say anytime the Notorious Queen song plays.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's definitely a drink, too. So, yeah, we'll go with that. We may add to it as the movie goes along.
The more we need to drink, we'll add to the games.
But we're gonna warm you guys up with our opening credits song. And this comes from a band that I've been a fan of since high school. I contacted them specifically once I found out we were doing this movie. I was like, I know the perfect song for the episode. I'm going to see if I can get their blessing. And they were more than accommodating. We actually had a very lengthy conversation and had a good back and forth. We were talking about Freddie Mercury and all this kind of stuff, and they were on board with what we were doing. So I am stoked to say we're going to play Fahrenheit by Five Iron Frenzy, one of my favorite ska bands from back in the day. So you'll understand why we're playing this song once you hear it here on Drunk at the Movies.
Flash Gordon soundtrack. I was in second grade. My first real record, yeah. Worn down, it played and played. Young get blind. My double. The world was black and white. Watch me turn.
And that was Fahrenheit from Five Iron Frenzy.
Which takes me back to high school completely.
Yeah. I actually, if you listen really, really carefully, they have a live album. And I am listed in the liner notes as a background singer.
Really?
Because I was there with our old friend, Jarrett Harris. Mm-hmm. Both of our names are in the liner notes. I don't know if Jeff and Kyle were there too, but it was recorded at the Cornerstone Festival. And that was a really, really fun show. And yeah, my name is in the liner notes of one of that band's albums.
What year was that?
That would have been probably like 99, I believe. 99 or 2000.
I think you were all there. I think so, Talking Donkey and
Talking
Dustin
Donkey,
were there.
Yeah, they played a show way back in the day. All right, well, hopefully by now you have found your copy of Flash Gordon. If your DVD collection is alphabetized like mine is, it shouldn't have taken you long at all. All right, so what we're going to do is have you hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right, and this movie brought to you by, you know, that familiar Universal
wonderful
logo.
Universal logo.
Universal has some issues with us.
Yeah, yeah. They got a little upset with our Psycho trailer very quickly. Yeah. 10 seconds after it was posted to Facebook, I got a cease and desist letter saying that they had blocked the video.
We got our first C&D, guys. Whoops. We've made it.
So I'm editing down, or I now have edited down a 45-second version of that trailer for you.
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty.
So here we go. We're setting the tone.
It is the planet Earth.
We don't even know who's talking yet.
It's a very wonderful weather on Earth that day. Not a cloud in the sky.
It's literally a globe.
He didn't know what planet it was, yet there was an earthquake button on the console.
Right. Oh, they don't call them earthquakes on the other planets?
I guess not.
Huh.
Later. I like to play with things a while.
Like my fingers.
For annihilation.
Hot hail, typhoon, meteor storm, tornado, Earth,
way do we
quake,
go?
Dino, oh. De Laurentiis presents, oh. Here we go, Dino. Take a drink.
Savior of the universe.
That unmistakable Brian May guitar.
And I don't know, I've never read that this was the inspiration for Dayman from
Totally.
It's Always Sunny, but I get the impression it was.
Fighter of the night, man. Yeah, I think it pretty much definitely is. So, okay. This movie. One, we're watching it without captions, which is usually a no-no. We try to...
Ornella. I love her.
Yeah. She's pretty hot. And then we got Emperor Ming. Max... Oh, Topol from Fiddler on the Roof. He's a very, very rich man.
Oh, I thought that was the Vulcan in Enterprise. Us to Paul. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, there's a few recognizable faces in this. Timothy Dalton has a James Bond connection. We're seeing a montage of different comic book strips of Flash Gordon.
Possibly inspired by Superman the movie.
Is that Mount St. Helens?
It might have been.
But Brian Blessed as Prince Volton.
Volton.
That's the guy you're going to listen for laughing. But yeah, it's a very over-the-top science fiction fantasy movie that is very much a sign of its times.
It was not intentionally done for camp, but as they were shooting it, the actors realized they'd gotten themselves into something they didn't want to be in. So they went for camp once they started shooting the movie.
Yeah, in which there's a tie to the Batman series because the writer of the Batman TV show with Adam West and Burt Ward, notoriously a campy series, same guy wrote it.
Yeah. He wrote specifically the movie, Batman the movie.
Yeah.
The, you know, sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb.
The bat, shark repellent, and all that kind of stuff.
An excellent film.
Music composed, produced, and arranged by Queen.
Woo!
This is the first soundtrack that they did. The second one would be the Highlander movie.
Yes. Originally, the director wanted to get Pink Floyd to score the music for
really?
This. Yes.
Okay.
But they decided to go with Queen instead. Dino De Laurentiis had no idea who Queen was.
That's crazy.
He had never even heard of them. He'd never heard of a rock band. He heard Queen, he's like, they're hired.
Well, I mean, he could have done worse. Like, part of me feels a little bad that Queen is attached to such a subpar movie, perhaps.
I think they saved it.
Yeah. I mean, I have my vinyl copy of the soundtrack. I dug it out. Oh, and here's the hot hail. We're at the airport, and there's our hero. There's Flash, Sam J. Jones Jr.,
not to be confused with Sam Jones III.
Is that the guy from Smallville?
Yes, Pete Ross from Smallville would not have made a good Flash Gordon, no. Unless you're rebooting it.
I think they look a little different.
21st century kind of way.
All right, so here's the arrival of our heroine. We see her for the first time, and so does Flash. I think it's weird that they're going to be taking a private plane, but they don't know each other.
Right.
But obviously, there's immediate chemistry.
This has sort of a This Island Earth feel right off the bat.
Now, for those who don't know, Flash, who he is, he's wearing a t-shirt with his name on it, so that way you always know who he is.
And the story behind that, which we don't hear in the movie, is that a fan had sent him the shirt, and he kept wearing it in the hopes that he would meet the fan someday. At least that's what the comics explained. That's why he had a shirt with his name on it.
Look, Mommy, there's an airplane up in the sky.
Well, that can't be good. More of that hot hail.
Hot hail.
I'm just picturing Tom Jones saying it. So Flash is on the cover of People magazine.
Never trust a co-pilot reading a magazine during a flight.
Yeah, this is before autopilot and everything, right?
Although he looks like Otto from Airplane 2.
So we're experiencing some turbulence. Is she reading Mad magazine? Because that would be very out of character, I feel.
I like that Flash was reading a newspaper earlier.
Nothing you'd want to toss a third down pass through either.
Oh, that's a football reference because he's the quarterback for the New York Jets.
Excellent exposition when you work it into the dialogue like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful screenwriting.
Call Boston approach, see what they got. It might be smoother higher up.
Yeah.
Would you do us a favor and leave them alone? They're busy driving the bus.
Sorry.
Just a little turbulence. We'll be through it in a minute.
They're also matching in their clothes. They're both wearing red and white.
True. All right. Peek and colors.
Peek and colors.
We have to start peeking again.
A drinking game whenever we see peek and colors in a movie.
Kind of nice. I mean, a travel agent is scared in airplanes.
And this Melanie drink sounds similar to Melody, who plays the lead here.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for connections at this point.
Oh, there'll be a good connection a little bit later in the movie.
I couldn't believe a girl like you was alone.
You're just saying that to get my mind off this.
No, I mean it. What were you doing there alone?
So Sam J. Jones was originally a brunette.
Yes, and she was originally
a blonde.
And they both
so they shaved their heads and then like made wigs of each other's hair.
Honestly, it's nothing.
It's like Locks for Love.
Yeah.
I'm taking flying lessons. Sometimes air rises above clouds, and you get a...
No, that can't be good.
I think he forgot what he was saying.
The clouds turned pink.
Oh, that's normal. I'm taking flying lessons. You'll have that.
The sky just got its period.
And became a lava lamp all of a sudden.
Sky, you'll be a woman soon.
Here at the Phallic Institute.
We're introduced to another major character. Well, this guy's got a hot foot here.
And now we're in a Stooges film all of a sudden.
But Topol is still sleeping. And again, if you are familiar with musicals, Fiddler on the Roof, he plays Teviev.
There's no sun. It's 8:24 in the morning, and there's no sun.
I watched Fiddler in junior high.
I have never seen Fiddler before.
Really?
Check the angular vector of the moon.
Seemingly there is no reason for these extraordinary...
So these guys are scientists like in Independence Day. He's the Jeff Goldblum of this movie.
Who was originally, they saw Dennis Hopper for Dr. Zarkov.
Really?
They did. Which would have really changed the entire mood of this movie.
Totally.
NASA, this morning's unprecedented solar eclipse is no cause for alarm.
He's got a Walter White outfit on right now. All he needs is a green sweater over that shirt.
What do you find?
And buttoning it up would be nice, too.
By more than 12 degrees. This must be a mistake.
That's no mistake.
is global warming. Oh, no, it's an attack. Okay.
I've been right.
Is that weed?
Here.
That's his pot in the back. Yeah, fire and brimstone make
that
glass
like a hot rock
sounds
there
when they break.
Fragments of Umbra.
Liquid hot magma.
Have really been subjected to some enormous force from outer space. A kind of energy beam. Time for us to go, Munson.
Go where?
Oh, I've got the coordinates now. The direction it's coming from. This is what we've been waiting for, Munson.
I don't think Queen composed that piece of music.
Yeah, I don't know about that part. I don't know if somebody else had to do with the score, though.
I think that would be the score. Queen did the soundtrack.
I can't handle the capsule alone.
Well, you better try.
Oh. Oh, wow. That took a turn.
Say hello to my little friend.
Munson! Munson! Munson!
Okay, so he called him by his first name and then his last name when he didn't listen.
Yeah.
He just needed the middle name. That usually will... That'll stop a guy.
John, 10 o'clock.
It's reverse smoke we have there.
Yep, and Zool is going to appear, I think. Oh, that's not good at all.
Oh, God.
Ming just... We don't know his name's Ming, but we know his name's Ming.
He looks like a Ming.
He just took the pilots. What the hell?
Christmas colors seem to be decorating the set at this point.
Cabin pressure, I think, would be... affected here.
So the guy with flying lessons has taken the co-pilot seat.
Right. That's where he's used to sitting.
True.
Look for the landing lines! This isn't my beach, Flash! Look where! Switch is over there! Start hitting!
I'm usually in the co-pilot seat.
Switch! Jimmy Smith.
Get as far as landing!
I was afraid you'd ask that! No!
So Temple of Doom just ganked that line, apparently.
Mm.
Fly? Yes. Land? No.
So there's a lot of shouting going on here. A lot of what we would assume is ADR recording. And a lot of Flash's dialogue is definitely overdubbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's overdubbed by a mystery person.
A professional actor who you would... believe is somebody that we had heard of before,
right.
But they've never announced who it is. It's somebody doing a great Sam Jones impression.
Yeah, Sam did not return to redo his audio pickups, and he blames it on his manager or agent, like he wasn't told he needed to do that or something.
We can assume it was some kind of binge.
Yeah, but other people say he didn't get along with the higher ups on the movie. I heard there were some issues about him not getting paid properly,
yes.
And he walked out. But regardless, a lot of his dialogue had to be re-recorded, and there is somebody doing a Sam Jones impression for a lot of the audio here.
And to this day, they're not sure which lines were his or done by this actor in ADR. So some of the classic lines that fans of this movie might be familiar with, you don't know who is actually saying it.
Are you injured?
So they crashed into the scientist's lab here.
It seems not.
That's nice happenstance.
I expect you'd like to use my phone.
Thanks, I would.
Well, it's right in there.
Which hand is it in?
I'm sure the insurance will
cover. Please don't mention it.
What the hell happened to the sun?
Looks like an eclipse.
Are you sure? There was nothing about an eclipse.
So they're awful chummy already. They're like holding hands.
Yeah. They got along very quickly.
I mean, they've literally known each other a half hour, I would say.
And Zarkov here, speaking of we should be best friends, he's about to attempt to kill these people, and very quickly, they all become like-minded protagonists that get along very well.
Yeah, you know.
About an attack on the Earth. They kicked him out of NASA. Dr. Zarkov.
Enough.
Are you crazy?
Yep.
Well, she just called him a crazy scientist like a minute ago, so yeah.
Estimate we have 11 days before...
Pardon me while I play Simon.
Is this a TARDIS?
I need aid in taking off.
Taking off? Where?
Speaking of taking off, If you would like to see more of Sam Jones's previous work before this movie, all you need to do is type in Sam Jones Playgirl, because
oh gosh,
that was one of his things he had done before this movie. He did a small bit role in the Dudley Moore Bo Derek movie 10.
Okay.
And he had done full frontal male nudity in Playgirl.
Do you know how he got this role?
By doing full frontal nudity in Playgirl.
What I researched, Dino De Laurentiis' mother had seen him on The Dating Game.
Oh, okay.
And saw that there was a tall, semi-athletic man. And she said, this guy would be perfect. And Dino, being the wonderful film producer he was, listened to his mother and said, he's hired.
Wow. It explains so much. So
triple phallic here.
Yeah, we're gonna blast off here in a bit. They're gonna strap themselves down, and away we go.
For God's sake, strap yourselves down.
I just told everybody. Wow. Yeah, who needs captions? That's a video game sound effect.
It was, and we had the nice overhead view there to show that this is God watching. To hopefully bless them on their journey.
I don't think God has anything to do with this movie.
No, he doesn't.
If he wasn't involved in Wicker Man, he's definitely not involved in Flash Gordon.
The red pedal!
The space between Zarkov's teeth here reminds me that Schwarzenegger was originally wanting to play Flash Gordon.
He was too Austrian.
He was far too Austrian.
My name is Flash!
And Dino De Laurentiis said, no, you don't have the right accent for the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, pot, kettle, black.
Right.
So I can't believe they had enough of a budget to actually film things in space.
This was, I believe, a $27 million movie. It was.
Now, this song is kind of Floydian.
Yeah.
On how it starts out.
It's a little bit 2001-ish here.
Yeah. We're in space. We have batten down the cargo bay doors.
Aww.
And now we're holding hands in space.
So they're getting along very quickly. This is love at first sight.
Yeah, he's going to be feeling up some titty here in a minute. Spoiler alert. I mean, she's...
Or she is.
Yeah. She has a lot of weird facial expressions in this movie.
She struggled with this role because all she was given was a girl next door, everyday girl kind of
feel. They're going into the universe's butthole right
yes,
now.
Yes, the swirly butthole of the Milky Way galaxy. The Beautiful People is playing.
Flash!
I don't want Flash, and I don't need Flash.
Is that Lobot? This came out the same year as Empire Strikes Back. They just put the shit on the front of his face instead of the back.
Now parallel to Starfield Sigma 12.
Actually, I think that's the principle of Back to the Future.
It is. It's Strickland.
Yeah.
Oh, butthole just closed.
Oh, yeah.
Tightening up.
Yeah, I mean, look at her. She's like half asleep, half orgasmic. They're both sweaty. Their mouth breathing.
That ship and then they're not going really flying in any way that makes sense according to physics.
I mean, Topol at least looks normal. He's having night terrors, it seems. Yeah, she's like mouth agape, ready to do something.
How do you fall in love with somebody like that quickly? That is right? Just mouth breathing and sleeping on your shoulder.
Obviously, she has some issues.
Yeah, he's into it. That's cool. Everybody's got the.
Obviously,
thing.
He has some issues. He wears a T-shirt with his name on it. Enough said, as Stanley would say.
And by the way, I'm liking the shirt that you're wearing for this podcast.
Yes,
right now.
I'm wearing a Queen 1976 tour T-shirt. I thought I would, in the spirit of things. Oh, and here we go. We've got the McDonald's Warriors. McDonald's Shogun Warriors. Yeah, see? Yep. He's totally reaching for
just
boob.
Kind of copping a feel.
I don't know if that was Sam Jones taking direction on his own or what, but I noticed that when I watched this the other day. Like, he's totally going to second base there. I was asleep and passed out. I'm used to having things in my hands. I'm a quarterback, you know?
She gets goosed later on in the movie, too.
Yeah.
That's even worse. Nice squat that he just did as he landed.
We're from Earth. Friends.
Bang.
Yep. That'll teach you.
So, all right.
Okay.
That's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know what these weird creatures are.
They're weird Imperial Guard slash
pigs?
Yeah. That's it. They make weird swine noises when they get attacked.
But they do look like the red Imperial Guards. But that's Jedi, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Jedi's 83.
So Jedi might have ripped off this movie.
You can't imagine that would have happened, but I do like the big black head there.
Big Ming head?
Big Ming head. That was a great indie rock band around 1990. I think they toured with REM right before they broke big.
This is a shiny, puffy movie.
Yeah.
If you like shiny things and puffy things, Flash Gordon is for you.
Prisoners, follow me. So we have a drone. You know, again, if you're a fan of science fiction, you see these all the time.
Oh.
It's going to, like, interrogate Princess Leia now.
Fish-eyed lens. Need one of those. Escape is
impossible. Yeah, where the hell did that guy come from?
Lizard man. Has like a 5 second.
Oh, yep, there he goes. And that's Emperor Ming talking, isn't it?
It sounds like Max von Sydow. Is it Sydow or Sydow?
I think it's Sydow. And I know him, of course, from Strange Brew.
Exactly. Which, that's the first movie I ever saw him
in. Was the first episode of Drunk at the Movies.
That's right.
No, I take that back. Second.
Okay.
No Holds Barred with Hulk Hogan was the first. Strange Brew was when I decided this was going to be a regular thing. We had fun with that one.
Was that a gun in your pocket?
Not anymore.
And if you like jingly things, this movie is for you.
Yeah, this is their Imperial Senate scene, Cruella. Basically. So you got the Hawkmen showing up here.
I think DC could have sued them for this.
Cheap-ass Destro, Dr. Doom. There's Brian Blessed with his huge-ass thighs.
Yikes.
Look at those.
Lots of squats.
He is not skipping leg day, that's for sure.
And, of course, little people are necessary if you're making a sci-fi film.
Yep, a lot of them, the same ones you see in every 80s movie that requires little people.
Terry Gilliam, I'm guessing, just watched this and decided.
Yeah. So there he is. There is Ming, the Merciless.
And another example of the villain kind of making sure the movie could be tolerable.
Yeah. Apparently that costume was really heavy.
I read that it was a 70-pound costume, and he could only do lines for, like, a few minutes at a time, but didn't mind. Max von Sydow apparently loved being in this movie. He had a really good time on set.
Oh, Flash is already getting fuck-me eyes.
We'll be first.
From somebody else. They're not holding hands anymore, did you notice that?
Yeah.
She's reaching for his leg there. She did, like, a pinky extension.
Ice jewel of Phrygia. We seized it in battle from
there's
the Royal
James Prince. Bond.
Hey.
That's mine.
The ice jewel is our tribute, not Voltan's. Voltan stole it while we were burying our dead on Phrygia.
What are Timothy those Dalton. People wearing in the background there? It's like bubble suits or something.
I didn't see it.
Put down your weapons!
Yeah, Timothy Dalton is kind of acting his heart out. Mm-hmm. This was pretty much a paycheck for him. But he's solid in this movie. Say what you want about the movie. His performance is really good.
Yeah, and Brian Blessed is being Brian Blessed.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with his line of work, this is what he does in every movie. It's very over the top. Just big chewing scenery every time he's on camera. But I like it. It
does
works
a lot of Shakespearean work.
Yes.
And you see why.
A very loud voice booming. Originally, I guess he was up for the role of the Doctor in Doctor Who in the 60s, but turned it down because he was just busy doing other things and kind of regretted it in hindsight. That he actually would have taken over, possibly, for the priest from The Omen.
Really?
Yeah, like it would have been around that era. So, another Doctor Who tie-in to our show here.
And here's the submarine captain from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Show us this loyalty.
Yeah, I don't know what those people are behind them, but they look shitty.
As opposed to everybody else in this movie.
And the Hawkmen look kind of cool.
This is pretty ballsy of this guy.
Yes.
May this deed of Prince Thun be an example.
He's like, hey man, we're just poor. Yep. And then he's like, so kill yourself.
Good try.
Yeah, that didn't work. Now you thought he was gonna be like disintegrated.
Yeah.
But no, it just froze him.
They couldn't afford that.
He's not even frozen that well. He's still moving.
This is bad improv. Freeze. Now I'm a postal worker.
Up in them guts. Was that John Vernon behind Timothy Dalton?
How blue was his blood?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, right?
This Ming is a psycho.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
The fair-haired.
I thought he was Ming the Merciless, not Ming the Psycho.
Right.
Oh, the lizard people are there. Oh, here we go.
All right.
Yeah, let's get this PG movie sexier.
It is saved.
Now, I watched this with the young master of the house, Jackson, who is 9. And Brianna was like, is this an okay movie for him to watch? And I'm like, yeah, there. You know, even the Parents Guide on IMDb, there's nothing under sex and nudity. It's a PG movie, came out in 1980. I know a lot of kids watched it. Granted, a lot of kid movies in 1980 are a little different.
Right.
But this starred, and I was like, oh, shit, did I fuck up? Am I going to get in trouble for this? But it's like, nah, he's just seeing a little extra skin than what he's accustomed
to. Yeah, it's no different than Princess Leia's gold bikini, really. New York Jets.
What is a New York Jet?
Dennis, live and let live. That's my motto.
My name is Hans Arnold. I'm more of a John Lennon fan.
An obscure body in the SK system, the satellite which has been given you so much.
So it looks like we have Cobra Commander and Destro in the same.
Yeah.
Cobra, la 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 la. Well, that wasn't Cobra Commander. That was, what was the, or was it the guy that had the Cobra, King Cobra cloak?
Yeah, I think so.
G.I. Joe the movie. Bodies out into the void.
The slightest. Look at those eyebrows. Do you think he grew those specifically for the movie, or he got the role because he already had them like that?
I think that the makeup department was inspired by Gregory Peck.
Well, get on with it.
Pull my finger.
Yeah. Nah. We have that joke on Earth.
He has the Schwartz.
Oh.
All right.
Here we go.
Not sure what's happening, but
I know what's happening.
He's got some Dracula powers here.
Everybody's supposed to go away now. It's time for Daddy to enjoy his show. He's like caressing her from afar. It looks like he's holding her and rubbing her down.
Yeah.
That's good blocking.
It is. It's very
creepy,
inspired.
But she's like,
stop in the name of love.
That's how big your dick is.
I once caught a fish this big. Yeah, she's going to start doing Willow's dance from Wicker Man.
I'm going to take my coat off. Ooh, yes. Have you ever seen such
respect? No, truly.
I've got a boner. Your daughter. Yeah, that line there is
so
a little weird.
Ming and his daughter's relationship in this movie is very upsetting.
He's like,
to me.
It's almost like your daughter. Wait, so you do that to your daughter and watch her writhe around?
Later on, his daughter mentions knowing what drink he has before he has sex. Like,
yep.
What's going on?
Okay.
Prepare her for our pleasure.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to turn into a gangbang.
Dance with me.
Gangbang on Planet Mongo or whatever. Oddly enough, there is an adult version of this movie. I found out about it through a friend of mine because he lost his mind when he found a bootleg copy of it at Comic-Con. It's called Flesh Gordon.
Yep, I've heard of
it. It's an older movie.
Uh-huh.
It may be kind of softcore based on today's standards. But, yeah. There was evidently an 80s porn parody Now everything has a porn parody. And you know what? I'm okay with it.
Queen to save the day.
Yeah. We're going to play some football.
Why is that necessary?
Is he a GoBot?
It does look like a GoBot. Okay. So he did that once, and I think he'll do it again. This scene is full of motifs used over and over.
Are your men on the right pills?
Viagra?
Maybe you should execute that traitor.
Ketamine? I don't understand the purpose of this.
So the
are they just seeing what he can do?
Yeah, the screenwriter said that. All right, that's twice now. He wasn't sure. He was told to add comedy into the script at the last minute.
Do you recognize the little guy there? That is Deep Roy.
That is the Oompa Loompa.
He was the Oompa Loompas in the Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And also Scotty's little friend in the
It looks
J.
like
Abrams
those people,
universe.
Those ladies back there have dicks. Because they have like metal pointy things coming up from their underwears.
I'm just making sure that they appeal to all audiences.
Oh, there he goes again.
That's three. All right.
Oh, he laughed.
This movie is full of characters who are for Flash, then against him, then against him, then for him. They just switch sides all the time.
It's all fun and games till Flash gets a concussion.
Let me have him. I want to play with him.
He gets a crowd surf.
Let me have what I want, and I'll make it worth your while.
That's her father.
Yeah, and she's like twiddling his beard. Is it?
I can handle.
Okay. Do we know for a fact it's biologically her father, or is this like he took her in when he killed her parents and defeated their world, and he's like, "I'm gonna raise you to fuck me."
It's sad that one is more acceptable than the other,
right?
But
I think I may be onto something here. One, they don't really look alike.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a beard at all.
She has hair.
Yeah. And her eyebrows are a lot more manageable.
Right. She goes to that kiosk at the mall.
Fly back to your kingdom. You may see me sooner than you think.
And she's got like a Teela vibe. I'm pretty sure that He-Man was very much inspired by this movie, as was G.I. Joe. And I didn't realize that growing up, because I didn't see this movie growing up. I didn't know anybody that was in Flash Gordon.
I did not either. I know this is one of Derek Hoover's favorite old movies.
Okay. Oh, we should have had him here.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry, Derek.
He's doing other stuff. You can hear him on The Importance of Seeing Ernest.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I always liked Teela when I was a kid.
I liked Evil Lynn, but I'm guessing that says something weird about me.
Maybe. I like Chitara, too. I think that was my first... last week we talked about the anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Chitara's kind of hot.
She always was.
She's a cheetah, but she's got boobs. And I kind of like it.
Chitara and Catwoman were like my first two big...
Yeah. But Catwoman wasn't really a cat.
True. But she was a cartoon.
Yeah.
So.
On an
empty stomach. Or a comic, anyway. Yes.
Let me see down.
Basically, it just set every 80s male up for a lot of weird fetishes that some grew out of and some did not.
This hourglass makes no sense.
It doesn't. It goes backwards.
Which means he should just leave it where it is.
What are the points of the spikes on the outside of the helmet? It's like an anti-Iron Maiden.
And anybody who is anti-Iron Maiden is not cool
Fuck
in my book.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, thought I had a line.
Follow me, weird pig thing. You look great. Oh, I gotta go fuck the guy.
It's the eye makeup. I hope I remember the trick when I wake up.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned.
Exactly what I was gonna tell you.
What?
This isn't happening, Dale. We're not here. It's just a bad dream.
I feel like this is overdubbed.
What?
Those
hell?
Are creepy. Those are. I swear to God, those are some of the guys from Willy Wonka. Or Time Bandits, like the faces, even though they were painted, looked very familiar and dwarfish.
Do you remember the, I don't know if it was a Snake Mountain toy or what it was, but there was, I believe it was He-Man. It was some little rubber puppet snake thing, hand puppet, and it looked just like those little things.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I never would have remembered that toy until I watched this.
Right.
But what about you?
Don't think of me, Dale. Think
Flash.
Dale. Again, not a good woman name.
No.
Don't look at it.
I just think of the Intimidator. You know, the NASCAR legend, Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, okay. I think of Chip and Dale. Not Chip and Dale, but the
Chipmunks. Well, Dale is my favorite of the Chipmunks.
Okay.
I do like Dale, but again, not a name you're going to want to scream out in bed.
I never understood why their names weren't Chip and Monk.
That would make more sense, yeah. And then, of course, it would have been voiced by Tony Shalhoub.
He's good.
That guy's tripping balls.
Oh, yeah. You had to be in this movie.
How much cocaine do you think was consumed on the set of this movie?
I think the sets were made of cocaine, and they just went and inhaled the walls like they were schnozberry flavored.
Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya? These drums, this has nothing to do with Queen. I feel like Roger Taylor would have a lot more going on.
Yeah, music was not a big thing on this planet.
Enjoy yourselves on Sibaria. I understand you flew the doctor there last week. Clitus kindly...
So now he's in black.
Clitus.
Peggy Black!
Oh, he's taking a drink.
Always making up lies about me.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band off to the right there.
They're totally going to clam bake in that big bubble.
I'm going.
Rocky.
I know, that's exactly what I thought of. Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's, I mean, he's wearing the little leather panties.
And we will see Richard O'Brien in this movie later
on. Yes, Riff Raff does make an appearance. I was happy to point that out when we were watching it the other night. Oh, just one single tear that we didn't even see roll onto her cheek. So
I regret that
fake.
I have but one life to give to my whatever.
Water is leaking from her eyes.
It's what they call tears. It's a sign of their weakness.
And also the fact that they're 98% water.
Would you like some chocolates before your death? Did you ever see Faces of Death as a kid?
No, I didn't. I was kind of a pussy as a kid.
I hung out with hooligans as a kid.
Yeah, I always saw it at Gingo Teague, and my parents would have never rented it for me. It would have had to have been a situation where, like, they're doing the safety dance. And now they're going to drag race.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, dropped the babushka and...
He's going to get so totally stoked.
Yeah. There we go.
He's playing the right music and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to a kid's birthday party.
How old was this kid playing this at his birday party?
It was like his 9th or 10th,
I'm guessing it
maybe.
Would have been like a sleepover.
Yeah.
So the parents weren't around.
I think that she rented it for him, but didn't know it. She thought it was like some kind of, you know, fictional narrative.
Because it's literally just like killing. It's like real footages
it's
of
horrible.
Deaths. And like,
it fucked with me as a kid. Like, my parents, the same as you, they would never endorse that kind of...
I knew better. I didn't watch a lot of horror movies as a kid. I do think this is nice that they got such an elaborate headstone for a dude that just got captured and killed.
Again, it's like Wicker Man. They're paying respect to the person they just executed.
I mean, that's a killer engraving job.
Yeah.
I hope that I have a headstone that looks that badass.
I want that exact.
Right? That looks like the Megadeth font. I think Megadeth totally stole that.
You're right.
I also hope that some lady comes and defiles my corpse.
Yeah, I hope I get brought back to life by, and now I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I first saw her in Once Upon a Crime, which I thought was a hilarious movie when it came out back in whatever it was, 93 or something.
Same place.
And I've always thought that she is just my type.
Gotcha. Who is she not fucking on this planet? Because obviously, she's doing something with that guy.
Yeah.
She's got Timothy Dalton. She's wanting to get her freak on here with Flash.
Yeah.
Her dad has
weird
probably tasted her. I don't know who else hasn't. She's like the equivalent of the...
she's Willow.
The tavern maker's...
Yeah.
You know, the barkeep's daughter.
back from the dead.
They sing songs about her.
My God! How?
By magic, of course. With a kiss, because I like you.
Okay, because I like you.
Because I like you.
All right, that's we don't need that shot.
No.
Before the lizard men arrive to
bed. Here's your gym bag.
Yeah. Put it on before the lizard men
don't
come.
Don't worry, I won't look.
Liar. Oh, but she does. She looks in the reflection.
Catches a peek.
Why does the coffin have a mirror on the inside?
For narcissists after death, I guess.
It's for when we... This is not for burial. It is for fornicating.
Right.
So you can watch as I climax on your dead corpse.
But that close, you're not seeing anything really interesting.
It's just a big mess of shadows and hair.
What's in Arboria?
People who help
you.
It's where trees grow.
Like their little airport escalator walkway. That
Wait,
has.
Is this where Jamiroquai comes out?
It's nothing that
the virtual insanity video.
Keep out of sight. We want us both killed. Trust me.
Now, I will be fair. I talked about finding Sam Jones naked.
Yes.
You can find her naked, too.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
Can I?
You can. Just type her in on the Googles and...
I think they made this set out of Lego miniatures and then just... Yeah.
Why do they have a big screen up there? Like, who's watching that screen?
You can watch yourself as you get tortured? I don't know.
I guess that's very sadistic.
That is an 80s beard and haircut if I ever saw one.
His eyes are messing with me. He keeps doing that, like, I can't figure out where my focal point is.
Yeah.
And he's, like, shifting his eyes back and forth.
Who do you think was the most coked up actor on this movie? Brian Blessed?
Yeah, definitely. Good Lord. I think he You're lived on
it's my fault.
Cocaine and Gatorade from the looks of it, because it looks like he was working out a lot.
Protein shakes made of cocaine. Before
your mind is gone. It's got electrolytes.
Proceed with
Is that pointed at his dick?
It looks like it. It looks like they're just... taking a cue from James Bond.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that's there what I thought. It's a very Bond villain thing.
And there's a lot of Bond connections in this movie, too, obviously.
Oh, we're just emptying
Since Timothy mind. Dalton's been here, Bond himself.
We are going to empty your memory.
Now, who's this lady?
As we might empty
That's Evelyn, I swear. He-Man took everything from this movie.
No. Don't do that. Please.
Now, this is pretty messed up.
My mind is all I have.
Yeah, this is reminding me of Dark Crystal, which came out after this, but still.
Begin.
They are going to erase his memory for his whole life. They're basically wiping him clean, and they're showing it to him on the screen backwards.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find out, he has a lot of memories of stock photography animals.
Yes.
And Nazis.
And NASA.
The Nazis are a-coming, and then there's a comment about the Nazis.
Which is very off-putting.
It yes.
might be the weirdest thing about this movie. Of which, and now he's just watching scenes from The Graduate.
Oh, she died. Wait, that's reverse order, though, right?
Yeah, that doesn't...
Shouldn't we have seen the funeral?
That's reverse order.
Oh, there we go.
Now he showed promise.
Yikes. 1980.
And there's that... plane crashing sound effect
Pink
that you
Floyd.
Need for every... Yeah, it's Pink Floyd the Wall. Exactly. Now they're just showing him Pink Floyd the Wall.
Yeah. Oh, Daddy.
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Mother, should I trust the government?
Okay, so I thought this was him watching his conception.
Yeah, I did too. That does not sound like giving birth sounds.
No. I'm pretty sure that would be a horrifying final image, is like your mind is wiped and then they just add that in, like, and here's your dad fucking your mom. And we're going to leave you with that. That's the only memory you're going to have.
Which technically, if they're wiping his memory, who remembers being in the womb? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, are they implying that we all could remember it, but we're stupid earthlings and we only use so much of our brain? That type of thing.
But none of it really matters nor makes sense, because we find out later on that his memory wasn't even wiped. So what did we just see? He said that he was thinking about, like,
Level 6?
I can't remember what he said he was thinking about to sort of block their memory erasing technique and technology. So Alex Ross.
Oh, this is a fun scene.
Yes, it is.
Controls direction.
I like how every spaceship is controlled by that one lever.
Yeah. And I like how everything she says is sexual.
Yeah.
And he isn't thinking about Dale at all.
Gently, darling. It's extremely sensitive.
Like your penis.
Yes, it is.
What's that?
That's the planet.
That's your penis, you idiot.
That's the clitoris.
No, yeah, I don't think that's how you're supposed to fly. Although, to be fair, I've seen it done in other movies, but it still looks unsafe.
Yeah.
Every moon of Mongo is a kingdom.
Especially with as sensitive as these controls are. There's no autopilot.
I don't know, two levers.
Oh, there we go. She was just on him, and she got off to walk around and then re-straddle him.
Yeah, so Alex Ross said that he was very much a fan of this movie, and when you look at Alex Ross's art, you can see it. You can see where he got his shiny technique in watercolor.
I actually got to see Alex Ross paint in person.
Yeah?
Up at Wizard World in Chicago one year, he had a guy up on stage dressed in Spider-Man costume.
Very cool.
And he did a live painting. It was really, really cool.
In my painting class in college, we had to emulate an artist, and I was like, let's have fun. And so I did an Alex Ross collage, and I actually did it really well.
They're going to drink absinthe now.
It looks like a bong.
Well, evidently this bong water tastes better than what I hear.
But it will make you not mind remembering.
Oh, so... it's a date rape drug.
Right.
But it's a consensual date rape drug.
Yeah, I guess if you take it willingly, that's okay.
If you drink this, you'll give consent.
It's Lady Gaga to the right.
Yeah. No, it's not Lady Gaga. We haven't seen her ass yet.
No offense to Lady Gaga, by the way. I actually like her a lot.
I mean, she has a great ass. I wasn't like putting it down. I watched that season of American Horror Story. And you could turn that into a drinking game. Like, literally, once an episode, you were going to see her butt. And a show cannot exist on Gaga butt alone.
I respect anybody with a great personality and a great ass, with a willingness to show both.
I haven't seen A Star Is Born yet, but I've heard good things.
I really want to.
Are you mad?
Oh.
Let me go. We're diving into Phrygia.
We're diving into Krypton. Just tune me into
Dale. Phrygia? That's where they send her, and she's with frigid women, so that is her personal hell.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's obviously ready and willing.
If there's some place they are diving, it is not Phrygia.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I drank the whole thing. We've all had those mornings.
So many mornings like this.
The thing is, it's been 10 minutes. She's like, have I been penetrated yet?
Did I ever tell you about the Leaving Las Vegas drinking game that I played?
I think so.
You take a drink every time Nicolas Cage does. I literally was drunk before the opening credits. Like, was way drunk. I was like, all right, this is a stupid idea.
Depends on what you drink.
I'm still alive.
Oh, yeah. This part is funny.
Racing to our boring.
Their little telepathy here, but yeah. He fucks up here.
Girls know how, Dale. It's been done to me. Take him out till I get back. Over.
It's too dangerous for you here. You
can't. I like how he says over.
Over. Stay where you say. It's better than saying Roger.
He's like, oh, my dick is so hard.
Forget I thought it. It wasn't about you. Over.
What?
Sorry.
It wasn't about you, Roger. I mean, over. Shit.
Your pussy is so warm. What? Oh, I was petting a cat. Oh, refill. Please. This is where I saw her top and I was like, oh shit. there might be like accidental nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's PG. There may be accidental nipple in PG movies.
You'll have that occasionally. I remember the first one that I saw was in Modern Problems.
That's a horrible glass to drink from. It looks like you could cut your lip easily.
It's a dribble glass.
Yeah,
I see those in novelty stores. Lorraine Newman getting drunk.
What is your name?
Hans Zarkov.
And then this is when she has her first woman on woman experience, and she doesn't mind it as much because of drinking that stuff. Oh boy, and this is where they turn him into a Nazi. The Jew. As if he's not self-loathing enough already.
Now there's a third lever. All right.
Going to that, the Sarlacc pit? Or no, that it weird is. Asteroid with the...
Oh, the worm. The tapeworm is going to come out. No, it's Dagobah.
Dagobah system, yeah.
So Dagobah meets the Ewok village, apparently.
How far to the landing pad?
6.4. I'll drop the flaps a little.
Oh. Was it... Are you talking about your vagina? Yeah, you dropped them flaps.
Why does he have a bra on?
What did he get all over his hands? Or was he just... He's like doing finger exercises because he's going to get three knuckles deep.
He does a lot. He does a lot of the villain finger stretch thing.
By three knuckles deep, I mean fisting. Because I mean,
I thought that was five knuckles deep.
One, two, three. Because if you just use one finger, you get to the top of your hand. You're pretty much.
I think
fisting.
True fisting is one wrist deep.
Well, she's about to find out. She drank two bottles of that stuff.
Oh, this was creepy fucker.
This was another thing where it's like, I got a 9-year-old sitting next to me, and I'm like,
This is a pretty rapey movie.
Yeah. Jackson may be getting his first, like, what's going on? Why do I like this?
Right. Oh, that was hilarious.
Because what's funny is he used to always get grossed out at kissing in movies and stuff. Like, anytime characters would kiss, be like, ew! I've noticed that has not been happening as frequently.
It's starting to change, huh?
Dude, it changed for me at, like, age 5 or 6.
That's what I had!
They say kids mature faster, but in the 1980s, I think boys matured very quickly, but I think a lot of that was due to the entertainment we were ingesting.
In kindergarten, I was all about playing house, because I was like, dude, we get to hang out with chicks. How do you right. not realize this is great?
Yeah. She shoots like a stormtrooper.
So does he.
Whoa.
All right, that was impressive.
That was unnecessary, but...
Yeah. Oh, here's the swine sound.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Spaceballs was making fun of this movie because I didn't see it a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw bits and pieces. I like how orchestra hit every time somebody gets hit.
What I'm confused is why they don't hear the guns firing and they come out more alarmed. They just kind of saunter out and they're like...
This Imperial army is supposed to be so impressive that Hawkman is afraid of it, but they're not that impressive.
What do you think they're watching on their things? There? Oh, I figured it was Brazzers.
Activate Agent Zarkov.
I wish I knew what numbers those were on a touch tone phone. I'm not that good with sounds to be like, oh, they just pressed 313.
That was a great comedic slide. Yeah. I think Melody Anderson deserves way more credit for this movie.
Are you a sight for sore eyes?
Easy, girl. Rest a minute.
I said that to a girlfriend in high school, and she thought that I was making fun of her.
What, on how she slid?
No, I said, you're a sight for sore eyes.
And she
was like, well, that was mean. It's like, no, that's... I've seen it in movies. It's a nice thing.
There's soldiers everywhere.
It means you're easy on the eyes.
Yeah, it means you've cured my eyesore.
Allow to exit with Agent Zarkov.
It's weird because you can totally tell they're gliding, and I forgot they were on a conveyor belt.
Right.
It just looks weird.
I have located Dale Arden. She's under the guidance of Agent Zarkov. But Flash Gordon
is still alive.
See, it sounded like you said Flesh Gordon.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's a Flash drink.
Spirited from the city. We know this from the Earth Girl.
They're easy.
I have my suspicions, but I need your authority to pursue them.
So I'm pretty sure he was the inspiration for both Skeletor and, why can't I think of the G.I. Joe?
Destro?
Thank you.
Is he smelling his fingers? I think you
hey,
know
Hey, Terry. Smell my finger.
What the hell is that?
My ass.
Get the hell out of here, doofy.
So now we're in Endor. Or Kishik.
Yes, it could be Kishik. I always thought it was Kashyyyk, but I
It may be. I don't fuck. I'm not that nerdy, I guess.
I just assumed that you're probably
You may be right, Kashyyyk. That I think that sounds familiar. I think there was a condom brand involved. But yeah, I'm having flashbacks of the Star Wars holiday special right now. You ever seen that piece of shit?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That would be a funny one to watch sometime.
We do have the holidays coming up.
We do.
We have Christmas happening. Although it's going to be harder for our listeners to find.
Speaking of harder, sounds like more copulating.
It's like the opening to History of the World.
Oof. Yeah, this is kind of a creepy scene, too.
Yeah, this is kind of an off-putting scene.
Yeah, Peter Pan's about ready to have some trouble. There's Riff Raff.
There he is. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Or the next.
It's weird they didn't have Richard O'Brien work on the music.
Yeah, yeah, you know? They should have done that. I read
because Rocky Horror was pretty popular.
Yeah, and I couldn't find anything to legitimize this or back it up. But one brief thing that I read was that people didn't get along with Richard O'Brien on set; that he was somehow difficult. He's in the movie for like 5 minutes. I can't see how that's possible. But I'm guessing whatever he was doing to upset people,
maybe he was supposed to have a bigger role.
That could be it.
He kept inviting them to his off-Broadway show. They're like, "We're enough."
I was in shock treatment, damn it.
Yeah. That was a requested episode of this.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I've never seen it.
Me neither.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
That sucks. He got green Laffy Taffy on his wrist.
That's the worst flavor.
Send me on my way. No, banana's the worst flavor.
Yeah.
Spare me the madness. I will. Hold him.
Can I play with madness?
This guy's gonna help me.
No, no. I just came here to have a three-way.
Hey, lover boy.
I do sometimes keep a promise.
That kiss is the only reason either one of them agreed to do this movie.
No, not for me. I have to get back right away before I miss.
Get back right away.
God, speaking of Wicker Man, what the hell is that costume made of?
I brought you a present.
Yeah, papyrus, I believe.
Nothing.
Whoa. From the grave.
Thanks. I
knew you would
think.
Do something, though I confess I hadn't thought of necrophilia.
All I want you to do is keep him for me until my father has had his way with Dale Larder.
I'll keep him for you, all right, in my larder.
He is not happy about being Eskimo brothers.
Along with the rest of the hanging meat.
No, Baron. I forbid it. If you kill Flash, you'll never have me again.
But let's be honest. He's Eskimo brothers with almost the entire planet.
Pretty much.
From what it seems like.
I swear. I'll take him away to Cythra next week.
Is she like a Harvey Weinstein type of that planet? She's using her power and place to maybe manipulate people into things?
Which is somehow, and kind of understandably, more acceptable when women do it than when
right?
men do it.
Double standard. When, what's up with that?
I don't know. When a really attractive woman does it, men don't seem to mind. When a grotesque man does it, women are kind of like, well, that was
but
bullshit.
That's our fault.
Gotta have a career.
I started to recite Shakespeare, the Talmud, the formulas of Einstein.
anything I could remember, even a song from the Beatles. It armored me, girl.
What? Then why did we see your memory being erased on screen? That makes
he still
no
had
sense.
To see his parents having sex.
Right. I thought of anything I could have. My father fucking my mother. It was wonderful.
Prince Baron, I'm not your enemy. Ming is.
Prince Baron? What a terrible name.
You
know it yourself.
You can't Ming have children.
Creature on Mongo. The thing about Timothy Dalton is you can stare at his ass while looking at his chin.
Lower them into the swamp.
Uh-oh. That can't be good.
We can do it, Baron!
No, Timothy that's... Dalton, also on Doctor Who. He played a Time Lord.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I have very limited knowledge of Doctor Who.
He had a big role in some of David Tennant's final episodes. I forgot about that. I think he was on Chuck, too, which we've mentioned that show before. Right. He played a bad guy. It's about the last major thing I've seen him in, actually. Oh, here we go. She likes the rough stuff.
In a Borea, is he not?
No!
Now, the whole hands holding the people down instead of like stirrups or something, it's very Willy Wonka-ish.
It is.
Like the coat hangers that are hands in the wall.
Another lover of yours!
Your jealousy of me has made you mad!
Is this, does she get crucified next?
You're mad!
I don't know, I've lost concentration. I'm distracted again.
We don't like.
I think that's what they're going for.
Never!
Bring. She looks like Boof after she walked out of the closet with
no!
Michael J.
Not the boar worms!
Oh, the boar worms?
I love that. No, not the boar worms.
Yep.
She's got a Catherine Zeta-Jones kind of thing happening.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she deeps beneath the lasers. Ooh.
Do you get that reference?
I don't.
Oh, that's a Workaholics reference.
I've only seen a few episodes.
Oh, well, that's the one where they eat a bunch of mushrooms and they decide to camp out in their office overnight. And the security systems are in effect and they think they're going to have to do the Catherine Zeta-Jones to get around. It's a pretty good one. You should watch that.
Their boss.
I like how... Is he eating candy corn like Norman Bates?
Was he really?
I don't know. He was eating something. He's watching his daughter, who again, probably not really his daughter, get whipped and flogged. And he's just standing over there eating candy in the shadows. Never understood what you
see in her. Richard O'Brien playing the pan flute. Things are getting kind of pagan again.
It's a weird clarinet. Oh, it's a double barrel clarinet or something.
Must be a way to dispose of the earthling and keep faith with the princess.
There is.
I'm sorry, Flash. I'm fish.
No.
No, get up. Look. Someone's coming.
I'm sure they are.
Send him over.
Okay. It's ridiculous.
Hurry up. Hold on. It's no good, Flash. I can't hold on. Yes, you can.
My wings are sinking.
They're very heavy when wet.
So the Hawkmen could not sit during breaks in production because of the wings. They were very painful.
Oh, okay.
So they had to lay on their stomachs when they were taking a break.
That's so weird.
And people... I love Richard O'Brien. People said it looked hilarious just seeing a bunch of men with wings laying on their stomachs as it looked like they were about to take flight any second.
I totally forgot that he was the lead singer of Live.
Hold
on,
yeah.
And we'll be right back. Lightning crashes and old mother cries. Her placenta falls to the floor. Only rock song with the word placenta in it, folks. And it was a hit. Lesson?
It's a great song.
Add the word placenta to more popular music and you'll get a hit song.
See what happens.
Her umbilical cord gets cut. Embryonic fluid on the floor. Oh, my fetus.
How can I express my gratitude?
Dun, dun, dun. Right, that cliche music cue. Ah, here we go.
That's some great blue screen.
Blue screen flying.
Kind of.
If she looks up, she's just seeing Hawkman Dong. Pete Topol seems fine with it.
He's having the time of his life.
She, however, is having some issues.
So did this inspire Bespin, or did Bespin inspire this?
Yeah.
So George Lucas originally...
Oh, he just laughed.
Oh, yep, you're right.
There's going to be a lot of it. He's still laughing.
Oh, God, this is going to be a drunk scene.
Hey, Bespin! Not now.
What's his name again? Is it Voltron? Is it Voltar?
Yes, Voltron.
Hi, remember us?
So George Lucas originally wanted to do Flash Gordon, but Dino De Laurentiis wasn't having it for some reason. He was holding on to the rights for the right moment to make this movie. And so instead, George Lucas made A New Hope.
You wouldn't!
Dance for me!
Oh, he's laughing.
I know you're only waiting for the right moment to attack him.
Yes! And Bing knows that too. So, by delivering you...
He's like half Sean Connery... And
there it is. There's the goose.
Yeah, and that was off script.
Yeah, it was off script.
He did not.
Melody Anderson did not seem very happy with it.
With all his men, he couldn't even kill Flash.
Gordon's alive.
That's a drink.
Vision of warrior. Prince Baron is aiding him.
Gordon's alive.
Now is the time.
Look at that guy's nose.
Yikes! He's got a Owen Wilson nose.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Like, that guy's nose is worse than mine. Wow.
Where are the weapons? Feel one.
I feel like that was a 33-degree angle. That was definitely an acute nose.
Yeah. It was like Han Solo's animated nose in the Christmas special.
Up the creek. You're trespassed when only a
Flash is rocking the sleeve tattoos before there was such a thing.
Yeah.
Stranger in this temple must try.
Or he's part Trill.
The wood beast.
I just think he's dirty.
He's Trill as fuck.
You came here of your own free will.
All right, you Robin Hood-looking motherfucker. However, let's do this shit.
Because of my word to order. I swear by the great
God. You can bring all your merry men you want.
They're going for a real Errol Flynn thing here.
Yeah.
You know, Timothy Dalton could have been a good Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the wrong hair color.
Yeah.
No way.
I was going to say, if there was a Robin Hood porn parody, the lead actor would, of course, have to be Areola Flynn.
Throbin Hood, I think, would be the name. Filiat!
Stick your hand in the hole. Now, this can't go wrong.
Did you ever see that Kids in the Hall skit, Filiat, the making fun of foreign game shows?
I do not recall that one, but I guarantee
it's in the collection.
Yeah, it's over there on my my shelf of inspiration, or I'm not sure what necessarily to call it, but it's basically like if I were to put together all the shows that have influenced my comedic sensibilities that I grew up watching. Like, if you want to understand me more, pick something off of this shelf. And include such things as Monty Python, Kids in the Hall, In Living Color, The Mighty Boosh, The IT Crowd, Young Ones, Little Britain, SCTV, Mr. Show, Tim and Eric, Pee-wee's Playhouse, Mr. Bean, Amazing Stories, The Wonder Years, Erie, Indiana, Salute Your Shorts, Pete and Pete, Hey Vern, It's Ernest, Trailer Park Boys, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Quantum Leap, Freaks and Geeks, Lost, Breaking Bad. Nothing but classics.
Hit all the important ones. Yeah. We have many crossovers. I feel like this was that Temple of Doom kind of ripped this off too.
Yeah. It looks like they took that from a Rainforest Cafe. Like, I think whoever designed those restaurants saw this movie and was like, that looks like a great place to set up a gift shop. While people wait for their table.
If you ever ate at one of those?
Overpriced food years ago.
It's actually kind of cool. I mean, if you're a kid, you know, something about seeing animatronic gorillas and having it rain next to your table. I like Planet Hollywood way more than I should have. Because I was obsessed with, you know, cinema.
Right.
I liked that there were cool montage edited videos off to the side. I've always loved well edited videos, which explains why I like making the trailers to these things.
See, that was what I was pursuing in college. I did tons of video editing, and of course, that was back before everything went digital. I was doing everything analog.
You were doing camcorder to a VCR. I hear you, brother.
I did a lot of video presentations for classes where I was doing all video clips that I had to bring in my own tapes or rent them just to get a little bit of footage to compile. And it was very laborious, a lot of hours spent in the editing room.
Do you remember, and this is for our high school listeners that went to high school with us, do you remember the Carnation video that I made for our Channel 1 homeroom high school thing?
Refresh my memory.
It was set to Dreamweaver, and it was just scenes from different movies. And I made sure to pick non-dialogue scenes of like romantic scenes and kisses and romantic looks. Spent hours. Literally, I spent like 2 days putting this thing together.
Yeah.
And one of our teachers lost the tape because he didn't like me.
That sucks. Yeah, he's at least
a piece of shit.
I still have all of my stuff still on VHS.
That's the one that I don't have because of that fucker. I keep wanting to run into him.
Who?
I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah, do it.
Young Mr. Fairchild.
Greg.
Yes. Okay. The counselor liked me. His father liked
Jim.
Me.
Yeah.
But Greg, not a fan of mine.
I knew their whole family. I'm Facebook friends with two of Greg's brothers.
So you have his address.
Greg, Greg was the one I knew the least. I knew him when I was a little kid.
You're missing nothing.
Yeah, he was my Sunday school teacher, and he also was a pitcher at Union Mission.
He didn't like me because I was friends with Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To Jeremy. And to whatever the hell that thing was.
Which, again, did Beastmaster come before this? Did this come after Beastmaster?
I met Beastmaster.
You met Mark Singer?
I did.
You did? I remember seeing that picture.
It was Derek and I.
Yeah.
I do not have a copy of this photo. He has it.
Yeah.
It was so funny because I felt bad. Okay, so we're at Comic-Con, and we're walking by, and my guess is this had to be one of Mark Singer's first Comic-Cons. Because he was way too excited to be there. Now, granted, if this wasn't his first, then he's got to be a fantastic man. But I've been to enough of these that a lot of people, it's like, they know what they're there for. They're signing things. They're being friendly, but they're not overly friendly.
Yeah.
Mark Singer came out and asked us if we wanted to take a picture with him. Like, we didn't even approach him. We were walking by, and he was out in front of his table, like, talking to us. And, like, a lot of these people, you can only get their signature, and, like, to get a photo is extra. And he was like, hey, let's take a picture.
That's
like,
awesome.
Okay, Beastmaster, we'll take a photo with you. And I was unfamiliar with the movie. Hoover knew who he was.
Oh, yeah. Hoover and I, that's where we connected. We became friends by making Dar references.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, is your sister Lori? Like, I'm familiar with her work. But, yeah, it was kind of a weird thing just because I think I've told the story about when I met David Prowse, who played Darth Vader. And, and his words to me were, did he pay? That was the same, like within a year of each other. So I understood how it was.
You had the two extremes.
Yeah. And like Eddie Furlong, it was his first one. And when I met him, and he seemed super awkward and just uncomfortable in general. But I actually had a little bit decent of a conversation with him.
Given his troubled past, I could totally see why he would feel like, oh my God, what are people going to say to me?
And again, like I would approach these people and not even talk about like, oh man, I love this movie and all this. Like we would talk about random bullshit, like Atreyu from Neverending Story. He didn't have anybody at his table, and I was there early in the day. I was wearing my Iron Maiden hoodie. We stood there and talked metal for like 10 minutes.
That's fucking great.
And like we literally just were shooting the shit. Like I was behind the counter at the record store, and it got to the point where we had a long enough conversation. When I would walk by for the rest of the weekend, he would point at me and throw me the horns. And it was like, cool, like Atreyu remembers me. And like, that's how I approach those conversations. I talked about the white stripes and prints with Freddy Krueger. That was just bizarre, but really cool. So yeah, Eddie Furlong, I could tell he's like, so is this like how these always are? Right. And like, I was actually giving him like information. I'm like, yeah, kind of like it can be a little weird.
Can be sometimes. Kind of intense. You get a lot of fanboys.
He disappeared for a lot of smoke breaks.
Yeah.
I noticed. So yeah, he was definitely uncomfortable, but bless his heart, Beastmaster was more than happy to take a picture with us.
Yeah, that I would love to meet Mark Singer. I've always thought that he seems like a cool guy. Just sort of like he took the role as an actor and then didn't realize he became this cult icon.
We have a big fight scene going on here. Brian Blessed is doing a lot of laughing. We got a lot of whip play. This is like an American Gladiators challenge, I feel. It's a fight to the death. This is a Stone Age
version of Tron.
And they're over like the moon window or moon door. That's a Game of Thrones reference. The spikes
have just come up, which again, Temple of Doom probably took a lot from this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
I do want to mention Henry Winkler. He was the only other person that just seemed like
out of place.
The nicest guy ever.
Really?
Henry Winkler is such a sweetheart. Hey. I met him probably about 6 years ago, so I'm sure he's done tons of conventions.
That surprises me for some reason. I had him pegged down as a guy that would be kind of bigger than he really is.
He writes children's books, and he was selling some of those, but like everybody was kind of queuing up before, you know, like he was officially at his table to do signatures. And I was there to get an 8x10 signed and everything, and he came out from behind the table and actually was like shaking hands with everybody. He's like, oh, so nice to see you, you know, so nice to meet you, thanks for coming out. And he was doing magic tricks for the kids
and stuff awesome.
In line. It's like, who is this guy? Like, it made me appreciate Henry Winkler so much more. So yeah, like when you meet some people like that, like John Barrowman from Doctor Who and Torchwood and Arrow, he was super nice to my daughter. We were getting an 8x10 photo signed because we're Doctor Who fans, and we were going to share it. And he was like, oh, we'll make it out to Dustin and Drew. And he's like, oh, it's for both of you guys? And we were like, yeah. And he's like, sweetie, pick out another photo. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And so he still signed the one to us, but she got her own separate photo, did not charge us. So we got two signed photos, and she bought a copy of his book that he wrote with his sister. They wrote a line of like young adult books. He even signed that for free too. And we talked to his parents. They lived in Peoria at one time. His dad worked for Cat.
Huh.
Like he grew up watching Doctor Who on WTVP in Peoria.
I had a...
So it was kind of cool. Like, we told him we were from Peoria. He's like, no way! We used to live there!
My great con experience that I had was the first Convention Con Expo Festorama from MST3K. Mm. The entire cast of MST3K signed a...
Now, are we talking Joel? Are we talking Mike?
We're talking just after Joel, because they didn't have their first one, their first expo, until right after Joel left. So it was this right is at the, Mitchell.
Did we just become best friends moment?
It is. We had the become best friends moment, and we missed the excellent line, I love you, Flash, but we have 14 hours to save the Earth.
Yeah. She loves him, but again, been around him... maybe a day?
Yeah.
Well, you know. We digress.
So I stood in line for 2 hours to get autographs from the entire cast of MST3K, minus Joel, because Joel had just left. So this is Mike era. And you could tell that they'd just been there all day. They were kind of getting sick of doing the same thing over and over. And I spent the night before drawing a caricature of Dr. F and Mike and Frank with the three bots at the bottom.
Oh, very cool.
And you remember I was a pretty good artist when I was a kid. This is when I was 14 years old. And right when it got to the front of the line, it was Frank Kniff, you know, TV's Frank. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, signing stuff and kind of sick of signing stuff. And he looked over at my picture and he went, oh, this is really good. And his face kind of lit up. Mm-hmm. And he turned to Trace next to him and went, Trace, this looks just like you. And Trace, and I'd been watching, he'd been signing everything as Dr. F.
Yeah.
And when he saw my picture, he went, you're a really good young artist. And he signed it Dr. F and then put Trace, like actually signed his right. full name underneath. Yeah. Did the same thing that Frank did. It was like, Mike, this looks just like you. And their faces all kind of lit up.
That's
this
cool.
was their first time doing this. And you could tell that they were kind of sick of the entire mm-hmm. thing. I don't want to say sick of it, but they've been doing the same thing over and over.
Right.
And it was such a great experience because they actually kind of sat and talked to me for a little bit rather than just, you know,
That's
kind of
cool.
signing pictures from starstruck fans.
So the henchman here just got impaled on the spikes. Ooh. And look at those eyeballs and tongue
that
pop out.
That is a weird shot and a kind of unnecessary special effect.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that the other night. We were like, why did his eyes do that?
I don't know. And his tongue kind of drooped out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You brought down destruction of my kingdom, Voltan.
Uh-oh.
You've shown us the way.
Voltan's not happy.
Stand with us, fight. Against the Imperial fleet? It's the perfect time.
He yells everything.
We'll take them by surprise. We can do it, Voltan.
I remember him, I think it was like a pirate movie on the Disney Channel was my first exposure to him. I believe he played Long John Silver.
It was
a Disney Channel movie.
Okay, so it wasn't Blackbeard's Ghost.
No, that's Peter Ustinov.
Okay.
And I own that. It is over there on the Disney shelf. That will be a future episode of Dishing Disney. If you are familiar with that movie, we can make sure we invite you
I obsessed
that.
Over it for like 3 weeks. I watched it over and over.
Okay,
and
that's good enough for me. All right.
I'm finished. Anybody need the bathroom?
Stay tuned for that one.
Flash, it must be 50 miles.
Why was he tucking in his shirt as he walked out of those curtains? Like he just
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what those are.
We'll need some rope.
Oh.
My God, what is that? Come on.
It sounds like a ship.
It's Ming. He'll blow us to atoms. We must stop.
Is that back fat or muscle? I can't tell with him.
On Sam?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're surrendering.
Blast him?
Blast him?
Send down a shuttle. Bring back Baron Zarkov Taylor.
He's got a Torgo vibe.
No, leave it there. Prepare my Imperial lander.
Right away, sir. It looked like they had standard outlets. I would think another planet would have a totally different electrical system. Yeah, like if the parents in Home Alone needed an adapter to go to Europe for their shaving kit, I would anticipate the planet Mongo would have totally different electrical appliances.
The only way to save Earth. What if I granted you a kingdom?
If you what?
Ming the Merciless, ruler of the universe, here and now, offers Flash Gordon a kingdom of Mongo. Rule over Azizah. You're crazy.
And you can fuck my daughter. Why After me, of course.
Because I've never before met your like. You're a hero. Don't you see that? Who better than you to rule a kingdom? Your moon is drifting very close now. Earth's end might come within hours.
You'd call out the attack? Everyone will be saved?
Yes.
He is the savior of the universe.
After the earthquakes and tidal waves, they won't be quite the human beings you remember. They'll be more tractable, easier for you to rule. In the name of Ming.
You mean slaves?
Let's say they'll be satisfied with less.
What about Dale?
Dale, we have decided to marry her.
To
She's
me.
Exceptional. We will breed with her and send our imperial progeny back to populate your earth.
Oh, boy.
You really prefer death?
He said, we will breed with her. Not,
I'm disappointed.
I will breed with her.
I'd much rather see you on
But
her side.
We will. So, that implies he's willing to share her with other people on the planet to populate Earth. But you can only get pregnant one time, and then you gotta wait, unless something about the...
They're different. It's a different species, maybe.
Maybe the gestation period is a little quicker on the planet Mongo, but he literally just said, we will impregnate her.
Yeah.
So she's going to be just a fertility.
That's a fake tear.
Yeah.
I like how they lost the Holy Grail a little while ago.
Well, the Holy Hand Grenades are going to come up a little bit later, so they find another artifact. Holy Grail! I can't quite do it like Cleese.
Oh, here the
The scooter.
What do they call it? The jet cycle. This is very He-Man. I swear, He-Man just stole this directly from the movie.
Well, that thing looks like it needs to have one of those like things that wraps around the back, and it kind of jiggles, and you're supposed to lose fat.
Yeah, the ab workers.
Yeah,
from the 50s.
Oh, Brian Blessed just sitting on a stump.
Shut up. Spread eagle.
And he just keeps saying shut up.
Forcing us all to watch. They even have the Hawkman insignia on their belts. I mean, seriously, DC could have sued the hell out of this movie.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a Hawkman Netflix show yet.
Yeah, that's the one
that's another obscure.
Although Hawk Girl was in Justice League quite a bit.
The animated,
yeah.
I was gonna say I don't remember that in the movie.
Not the.
I don't remember much about the movie, but I did see it.
Oh, there's not much to remember.
I remember not liking Flash.
I didn't like anything. Thank you, by the way. Most people thought that he was great. I did not care for Flash in Justice League.
Not my Barry Allen.
Yeah.
It was the TV show. So much better.
Did we just miss another classic line?
We may.
I'm on a space cycle.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Flying,
we're gonna get ourselves a convoy going. Breaker.
For giving a dumb old bird a second chance. Over the homing beam.
He called himself an old bird.
And he said, woohoo.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
We're in Saul Goodman's territory.
Prepping her for the fucking and getting pregnant. As Tracy Morgan would say.
That was a good Tracy Morgan.
I don't know what's going on here with Flash going, but somebody getting pregnant. And we get a cat fight.
This is the whole movie is worth watching for this scene. That was a great backward somersault.
It was. It was a little exaggerated.
Best.
Bam! And for a young boy, I could see how this could be a titillating scene. They're in silky.
For an aging man, dresses. This is a titillating scene.
It's like old school WWE brawn panty matches. I feel like one of them's going to have their dress ripped off at any moment.
Almost accidental boob.
Yeah.
Even the onlookers are sexy in this scene.
If my heart hadn't changed.
And then, like, you're just waiting for him to start making out. Kinda.
I never knew what my father was.
Like, sad making out.
I mean, technically, she's getting wet.
Yeah. Like, we're.
They're tears, but still.
I
believe
you, Aura. I don't want to fuck my dad either, but one of us has to.
If you're not going to do it, I will.
You'll be cozying up with him again in the morning. Not if you give him this.
We can share Flash.
My father always drinks a power potion before he makes love.
And how does she know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
My father always drinks a power potion before he makes love. That's the weirdest thing you can say.
So, again, that implies been there, done that.
If he'd spare Zarkov and Baron.
Wrote a postcard.
My father has never kept a vow in his life. I can't help that. Keeping our word is one of the things that make us better than you.
Oh, well, shit. Fine, give it back.
A third woman enters the scene.
Medusa.
Your joyous time has come. Follow us. You ought to be.
That's too much cranial ornamentation for my liking.
I was not looking at the cranial ornamentation.
Nothing can save me now.
I got a weird thing for ornamentation, I guess.
Decoration is
Flash, a fetish. Take a drink.
Especially when Queen sings it.
I actually have a Flash DC t-shirt.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, I'm a little huskier than I was when I ordered it, so it doesn't quite fit me as well as it used to. But I almost thought about wearing that one, but I'm like, nah, we'll go with Queen, because that's at least involved in this.
What is the point of those TV screens?
I don't know. What is the point of a lot of this movie? What's the point of leaning on that thing?
Worst shots I've ever seen. Like,
yeah,
what like is that. 40 guns.
You're caught in the crossfire. Remember that board game?
Oh shit! Yeah,
I had it. Like
all the marbles that you just shoot. Yeah,
like the video game looked awesome because you were like on this doomsday planet shooting like marbles and stuff, and then it's like fantasy, and then you get it, and it's just you in your basement,
it's just super like shooting intense, hungry hippos,
shooting large BBs at a spinning disc, and then it jams, and you're like, oh, hold on, I gotta reload.
A friend of mine
not
had
nearly
it.
As exciting as the commercials. What'd your friend have?
Crossfire.
Oh,
he
okay.
had that, and he had Contra. I didn't have Contra, so we'd play those back
never,
and forth.
Never played Contra, but everybody knows the code.
That's why I remember it. I was hanging out with Mike Hockhauser. Mike, if you're listening.
Fire! Up, down. Oh. More lasers in the clouds. Oh, but here we go. They're setting up for the ambush.
That's a lot of hawks.
That is. Think of molting season.
Where are the lady hawks?
That's a good
to reference
question.
Richard Donner again.
Stand by, man. They have to exist. And we did go to their world, didn't we? Not coming
out, sir. Were it, yeah, I think
the palace with the green Twinkies.
Was that Ajax? Is that the world
I
that we were
think.
At? There was Ajax, the palace in the beginning.
Fire capacitators.
Oh, had a lot of separated teeth. In
yeah,
this movie.
There's another bit. There's,
I'm allowed to say that I have separated teeth.
I'm just waiting for Madonna to show up next.
I wouldn't
Lauren
mind that.
Hutton.
We do have a lot of shiny brassiere.
1980s Madonna. Yeah, I'm on board. I'm more of a fan of the early stuff.
Those wings. Just don't seem to be working.
Here we go.
Are they jet powered?
What I want to know is how that little choppy chop stick is going to do anything.
Even the mace. Like, yeah. It's right down to Hawkman.
Oh, man. Wings aplenty. Everything is moving so slow. How big do you think that ship actually is?
The ships, the plot,
like 4
the
inches.
Yeah, really.
You know, it's a model.
At the Museum of Science and Industry, I saw a special effects exhibit where they had the models from Spaceballs. They had the Winnebago.
How old would you have been?
I think about 10, maybe 11.
Okay.
Oh, they also had the Alien Queen and the Power Loader. It was an awesome exhibit.
Okay, I evidently went to a different exhibit, same museum. I was younger. I would have probably been, based on remembering what the photos look like, probably about 6 or 7. They had Jaws, like the robot shark.
That was there. It might have
Jaws
been the same
Jaws was
one.
There. There was the dog statues from Ghostbusters.
Yep. They were there too. Zool.
Yeah. And there are a few other things. It's a very faint memory because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
But I do remember a few of those. And yeah, it was the first time I ever went to that museum.
Mrs. Bates from Psycho 3 was there. Not the original Mrs. Bates. But
in a rocking chair?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the same exhibit.
Same exhibit.
Dude, okay. We might have met 10 years before we met.
Yeah, that'd have been weird. And because I remember that was back when they did, now you just roll the pennies. When you go to museums and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I got a wax little mold thing
yeah.
of a spaceship. Like,
those,
you know,
I used to,
rocket.
The Moldoramas, I used to think that those were at every museum. I read recently that those were only at the Museum of Science and
really?
Industry.
That's cool.
That's what I read. Who knows?
So, yeah, I have a picture with me in front of Jaws. And the other things are strictly just based on my memory.
Yeah.
And
yeah, now that you mentioned Jaws and we were, spitballing this back and forth, yeah. I totally remember that.
Very cool. That was my first trip to Chicago. Now it's like, you know, for a while I was going every month.
Yeah.
You know, like, Chicago's no big thing. Now I'm going there in a couple weeks, seeing Nine Inch Nails.
I'm going
actually, I already saw them. It was Saturday night.
I'm seeing MST3K. By the time this comes out, I will be going like in a week to see the live show. So I'll finally get
nice.
To see Joel live.
They're doing riff tracks?
Yep. No, not riff tracks. The actual MST3K revival,
okay.
The return. So he and Jonah will both be riffing the movie.
more Queen. And this is just a big old battle with some great guitar.
Doing.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for him to do an eye poke.
See, I can't. Does the hand up between the eyes to block it.
Oh, he's laughing.
Yeah, that counts. Sometimes I can't tell if he's laughing or crying or shouting.
And they just said
Flash. He's so coked up that he doesn't know.
Yeah. That guy's laying down taking a break because he can't sit with the wings.
He's sucking his thumb.
No, that was Lady in the Bathtub last week.
Oh, that's right. This arm cannon.
Kaboom!
He's so toothy, I can't tell what he's doing. That's kind of a smile.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. Yeah, that's a laugh.
It's a glowing boob.
Are they going to jump to the ladies' chambers and let us know what's going on in there?
I missed that scene.
Oh, there's the holy hand grenade of Antioch.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Which guy?
In Holy Grail. John Cleese with the ram horns.
Tim.
Tim, yes. He has like a long name. Or you can call me Tim.
There are some who call me
Tim?
That was a movie I introduced Drew to. I believe she was like 11.
That's about 11 the first or 12. Time I saw it. I was that age.
And I want to say it was like a Valentine's Day that we did like a daddy-daughter date. And we went ice skating. We were going to go see Princess Bride at the Riverfront Museum, but it sold out. So we came back here and just watched it on DVD.
That's even better.
And then we like made some popcorn. And I said, okay, I think you're old enough to appreciate this. I'm going to introduce you to a new movie. And I put on Holy Grail. And she appreciated it.
I can't believe this henchman fell for this. I mean, I would fall for it, but...
And that's some like a matador
ninja. That, did you ever watch?
How did they write that? It says "Long Live Flash." Is that in lipstick?
And their hands kind of handcuffed.
Yes. So how did? And they're blindfolded.
Oh, GoldenEye.
Did you like GoldenEye, the video game?
That's
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh hell yeah!
I think that's everybody's favorite N64 game, but I did not own it.
Yeah, I played the hell out of that. Yeah, I think that 11, 12, that's the right age to be introduced to Holy Grail, because I remember distinctly the first time I saw it.
I was in high school.
Aunt and uncle's basement, watching cable, because we didn't have it at that time. And so I was flipping through, and I thought it was a drama at first, because it was at the bridge scene. It was at the answering the three questions.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a second, I was like, oh, what's this weird, like, kind of, you know, sword and sandals movie? And right when it got to him asking...
Flash
threw it back at him, and he got thrown into the pit. I was like, this is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. As I got older, I met somebody, and they told me that one year for Halloween, while they were in high school, they dressed up, and they were the Terry Gilliam character, and they had a coconut, and they just, like, galloped around their high school with a coconut, and I was like... That's awesome.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good costume.
You just got some extra like cool points in my point of view.
No doubt. There's a lightning field across the entrance. When this baby hits it, boom!
You're gonna see some serious shit. It'll
blow that field dead. Big ass titties.
Fly right in. Come. Let's hear what Mingo City's saying.
311.
Here's the thing. How is this? Here Comes the Bride.
Yeah.
Is this a universal song?
Do they just know?
And how did they get Brian May to come play guitar on Mongo?
Why do they have microphones that are from the 1950s? That makes no sense either.
Because this guitar tone is very exclusive to Brian May.
He
handmade his guitar. No other guitar sounds like that.
When you
because
hear
it's
the
handmade.
Music,
you know it's Queen. All creatures will make merry.
We say Merry Christmas in my family.
Yeah. Under pain of death. That's the second part. All creatures will be merry, or you'll die.
You need two ships.
Yeah.
In this world. That looked like Michael Palin from Far Away. Negative.
They are not.
It's
open fire.
On Ajax, General.
It is. It's Michael Palin.
All weapons. Now charge the lightning field.
Yeah, they have my microphone that I have tattooed on my arm.
Yeah, exactly. That's the exact microphone.
They have that there. It's never good when the bride's crying walking down the aisle.
No, wearing black, no less. Not even wearing white.
Makes me think of the Bloodhound Gang song, A Lap Dance Is So Much Better When the Stripper Is Crying.
Oh, good old Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, he's getting his fingers ready.
Knuckles deep on my wedding day. One wrist deep.
Hope you drink your absinthe. Because I'm taking you to Fist City.
I'm not coming.
What?
That's a beer, actually, from Revolution Brewing, Fist City.
And he just yelled, I'm not coming. He's got whiskey dick, apparently.
Are you crazy?
The fire's too heavy.
He is all teeth.
That's never a good thing.
He's, yes, horrible for a blowjob, but great for a stage actor, I guess. I don't know.
Come on, you'll be destroyed,
you loony bird.
He's also the voice of Boss Nass.
Yes,
yeah, I think we failed to mention that, but I keep waiting for him
another
to be
Star
like...
Wars. Unnecessarily.
Tell Dale! I know it
I mean, look at him. His expressions are just ridiculous. He's squinting and smiling the entire time. He's like, I'm so glad this movie's almost over.
Can I go do coke now? He's a poor man's John Rhys Davies.
Yes. I don't know if I'd call him a poor man's John Rhys Davies.
He's a middle class man.
They're a Jekyll and Hyde. Like, John Rhys Davies is
there
like the chill. And then... John Rhys Davies does cocaine, and he becomes Brian Blessed. I feel is what happens.
Take us to Ming.
We do not lead traitors to the Imperial presence.
What's funny is I just watched some of John Rhys Davies, and nobody knew who he was except for me. It was on Couch Pilots. Oh shit! They got no eyes.
Yipes!
He had he looked like a young Andre the Giant in this thing. It was a British pilot that never went to series.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted to root for her.
She's wearing garbage bags.
I swear that's Michael Palin.
We guarantee its destruction.
No, he's too ethnic to be Michael Palin.
All right.
General Carla, will you please show yourself on my screen?
Let's go.
Yeah, boring conversation anyway.
Right?
Where are the atomic generators? There's no time.
You're awful short to be a stormtrooper.
I'm heading for Sector Alpha 9. Hold the fort.
Also, that's my favorite Princess Leia.
You know, Timothy Dalton could have been a good Han Solo.
Oh, this is weird, right? Like, why'd she turn the liquids?
That's unnecessary. So there was an entire sequence where... That again. Let's hear for another one. Yeah. Where Melody Anderson was dressed as a spider with a super elaborate costume.
And then they, like, were mid... way through filming, and they're like, no, this isn't working.
They realized it was unnecessary. It was all lost in interpretation somehow.
They're like, in translation. We're going to scrap. Yeah, because she was like all painted green and stuff. I'd be kind of pissed if I went through all of that, and they're like...
And the director, she went through like hours of makeup, and the director was like, this looks fantastic, but we can't use it. It's unnecessary. We don't even know why you did this. Every special effect and prop in this movie reminds me of the sword that I got at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Did it light up, I'm guessing?
It did. And I pretended I was Link from Zelda whenever I played with it. I even made a costume for it.
Use her as you will. Use her as you will.
Until such time as you grow.
This is all supposed to be
Can you imagine
hilarious.
That in Vows now?
It's so fucking rapey and inappropriate.
Do you take her to use her as you will?
Until you deem inappropriate.
Yeah, and then you can blast her into space.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Flash.
In the age of Me Too, this movie would not work at all. He looks 12 when he does that. Quit doing that.
I like how they did say earlier... Like, oh, the don't be alarmed. The weapons are going in celebration of the wedding.
Right.
But pretty soon that shield's going to drop. And
to me, Your Majesty.
Shit's going to go down.
Again, that's the Schwartz ring.
Yeah.
Oh, Flash.
Dale, what a damn shame.
To waste a fine piece of ass on Ming. We could have had something. We knew each other for a day. I held your hand on a plane and kind of grabbed your boob when you didn't know.
You thought I died and then came back to life, but you didn't even know.
I could tell you were a full bee and, wow, I was hoping you'd be mine if you catch my drift.
If you,
by the way, my name's,
choose me.
My name's Flash. And if you want to find out how I got that name, all you have to do is ask.
Just
or subscribe to Playgirl. As she runs out of the room, go Flash!
Oh,
like how does she know that's him? And oh yeah,
he's just bought this tie
and he's impaled.
There's a stain on it.
Look at that acting. Oh, and the blue goo.
And he had a great time shooting this movie.
Huh. 18.
Beep.
17.
Beep.
That looks a little droopy.
It's a bit anti-phallic.
Stop your attack on Earth and I'll spare your life.
I'll hit you with this plastic sword.
That was kind of Kurt Russell-y.
Well, Kurt Russell was originally who he wanted to have in this role.
And Kurt Russell decided to do Escape from New York instead.
I think that worked out
excellent
for him.
Excellent decision.
Snake Plissken is greater than or equal to Flash Gordon.
I would say greater than.
Yeah.
I mean, movie-wise, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
I never read the comic.
Aw, is Ming gonna cry? There was actually a wrestler named Ming years and years ago.
That sounds vaguely familiar. Was it WWF?
It was
M-E-N-G. Okay.
Is what they named him. But he used to be Haku in the WWF. He went to WCW and they changed his name to Ming.
Glad you made it, Voltan. Better late than never!
Dale! Look out, Flash!
He laughed.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, the improvised...
Yeah.
The
they
Flash
didn't know how to end the movie.
Flash, you've saved
or this
your
scene, at least.
Have a nice day.
Yeah!
Have a nice day.
It's on the back of the album cover. It's so, like, it's an iconic thing. But
he's going to laugh, isn't he?
Oh, always. Oh, she doesn't have a fucker dad anymore.
And now we have the Star Wars ending.
Yep. Chewbacca's going to come out and get his medal. No, he doesn't get a medal, does he? Because he's a Wookiee.
Yeah. But Boss Nass will raise a globe.
Yeah.
A glowing, unnecessary globe.
That every breed of Mongo live together in peace.
I keep thinking they're saying Mongol.
That's what I thought he said, too.
Yeah, like Mongolians.
That's racist as shit.
Yeah.
But we'll try.
Pretty mustache rides for everyone.
What do you think?
I'm more of a New York gal.
New York City girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stage kiss.
It's a little too quiet around here for me.
Uh-huh. She's so funny. Oh, and now it's time for the Hawkmen to do their choreography. And Bitnose Magoo over there points and laughs. Thanks.
Surrender, Dorothy.
Oh. They're changing again. Keep looking, Sam. Oh, Flash.
All right, that counts.
Yay, they spelled my name.
Two drinks if you have to read it.
And here we go.
And here's the most predictable thing a movie could possibly
the
do.
The end? Question
oh, it's
mark?
The end of the movie.
Or is it? Whose hand was that? Who was wearing black gloves?
Whose fist was that?
Yeah. And that is the end of Flash Gordon.
Ooh, it was a rough one, but we made it through.
We did. With the power of alcohol and maybe incest jokes. We're still unsure.
Friendship can get you through anything.
We found out we went to the museum at the same year.
Yeah.
And yeah. whole bunch of stuff. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. If you did not watch along, you really should have, because that was something.
This is an occasional movie where I might say that just listening to people talk about it might be more entertaining than knowing the movie at all.
Yeah, it's possible.
If you have nostalgia attached to this movie, I will say
it'll add a whole nother layer.
It's pure nostalgia. This is not a good movie.
It's not. So yeah, this is where we usually talk about if it holds up or not.
Totally.
Not. yeah, this is one, like I said, I purchased it just because I feel obligated to own every movie we feature on this show and add it to my ever-expanding DVD library. I don't know when I will watch this one again, but I bet when I do, I will listen to this podcast as I watch along with it.
As will I.
And maybe a year from now, I will sit down and watch it again.
I'm going to answer my own question. I've aged better than this movie.
You have. Yeah, you have. I don't think it was ever up for argument. I think you knew the answer before you had to ask.
I'm so humble that I had to be drunk to answer it myself.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ladies, I'm sure they aged all right.
I will say, best pillow fight scene I've ever seen.
Totally.
I was very happy with that.
Like, I'm usually not... I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, two girls.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's never really done anything for me. But had I seen this at an early enough age, I think I would have been like, rewind, play, you know?
Yeah, that might have been a scene that you rewatch over and over.
Robbie Coltrane, Hagrid from Harry Potter was man on airfield. I was trying to pay attention to watch out for him, and I did not see him again. And Princess Aura's pet, Deep Roy. That's the little guy.
It's a weird name.
Well, you know, it's a weird thing, right?
Oh, there's a frigid girl. Oh, a Phrygian girl.
Phrygian.
Oh, okay.
It must be Italian. Fragile. Oh, and then the dwarfs are just called dwarfs.
That's nice.
And one of them is named Tiny Ross.
That's terrible. I guess he chose it, but still.
Kenny Baker.
He's there.
R2-D2, of course. I recognize a couple of those, I think. Again, I
think they were all in Time Bandits.
Yeah, exactly. You see their IMDb photo, and it's like, oh yeah, that guy.
I remember him.
He was in Willow and whatever.
Every Terry Gilliam movie
or George Lucas. Very big fans of the dwarf community. All right, well, we're wrapping things up with Flash Gordon, so that means we're going to let you enjoy our closing credits song of the episode. This is from a band called Isley. Been a fan of theirs for quite a while, and this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. It's called Invasion. So you can picture Ming the Merciless as you listen to this song. So here it is. This is Isley with Invasion here on Drunk at the Movies.
Ooh, song. something's not right.
And that was Invasion. There was actually two Isley songs that were up for contention.
Invasion was, it just feels great. It's a great feel-good song.
Fantastic song. It has a good, like, closing vibe to it. Deep Space was the other one. So if you want to take it upon yourself to seek out another track, that was our alternate closing credits song. So thanks again to Isley and Five Iron Frenzy for being our bands of the week this week on Drunk at the Movies. Seth, Flash Gordon, 2 days older than you. We watched it. It was something.
It was a great time. It can only be a great time with good company and great beer. So thanks again to Bearded Owl Brewery for supplying our excellent beer of choice.
Of course. And you want to let the people know what we're going to be watching in 2 weeks?
We are going to be watching, seriously, one of my favorite movies of all time. I saw it a bit as a child. I rewatched it again as an adult. Raging Bull is a fantastic movie. If you need any proof, watch the editing and look up why the editing is so well done in this movie.
Yep, we're going black and white again, but from 1980, so it was a stylistic choice, not because it's an old movie, but our first Robert De Niro movie, I think, on Drunk at the Movies.
We might revisit De Niro in the future.
It's true.
This is the first one we're doing, and it might be my favorite Scorsese movie.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, Seth and I, we literally have like the next 6 months planned out. We've been so excited with doing these episodes and figuring out the themes for each month that we keep coming up with more and more ideas. And I'm like, well, we're already good through March, but that's a really good idea. Okay, now we're good through April. And I think by the time we record next episode, we'll probably be good through July. So you guys have a lot of great episodes ahead of you. Hope you stick around for the journey. Stay tuned on our YouTube channel for our weekly trailers. We'll be putting those out to promote the upcoming episodes. Hopefully you're checking those out. And follow us on Twitter at @DLDrunkAtMovies and also on Facebook at @DrunkAtTheMovies. Send us feedback. Send us suggestions for movies. I'm not saying we'll necessarily get to them right away, but we might take it into consideration for down the road.
And we'll get around to an Instagram account too, so we can take pictures of us getting drunk.
That's all you, man.
Watching movies.
You can.
I'm on the visual.
You
stuff.
Can do the grams. Yeah. I'm all good with the Twitter.
Send us pictures of you watching movies, drinking beer, whatever. And
yeah,
we'll get on Instagram too.
Yeah, we want to hear what you guys think of these drunken film commentaries. So. Until next time, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Flash Gordon, but in this case, it definitely doesn't hurt.
It helps.
We'll see you next time.
Hello, I'm Brian Blessed, and welcome to this special Webby's. I'm so sorry, we'll never fucking finish. Here we go.
Extra one for my bollocks.
Ooh, lucky bastard.
Tudor. Big bollocks.
I thought I was going to lose my bollocks and cock.
And I said, I won't have any of your bastards shooting a bloody polar bear.
Are you allowed to say fuck?
You fucking arseholes.
Oh, fuck. Fucking. Which fucking.
The Queen said to me, you know, Mr. Blessed, the other week when you were on about 2 years ago, have I got news for you? You did say F-U-C-K 30 times, but you didn't appear to swear. But of course, it's an Anglo-Saxon word, fuck. It means spreading of seed.
Connect, you arsing junk bucket.
The fucker on the nose.
When the 70 degrees below zero, with a wind chill factor of 70, as I approached the magnetic North Pole, I had to have a shit.
I must have a shit. He went over there, had a shit, came back. And when you get to it, it's a picture of a horse's ass.
And there were several polar bears around. There's a great big buck of this one.
Oh, fucking assholes.
Pull your finger out, Julian, you lazy bastard.
Bastard.
And have I got news for you? I think I said fuck about 50 times.
What? I don't know what the fuck it is.
For the last swimmer. Is out, fuck.
Fucking trumpet. Okay, the fucking thing. What the fuck's happened to you? You're doing fuck all at the moment.
What the fucking do? What's going on?
Where the fuck are you?
It's gone.
It's gone. Go back, Robert, with the fucking thing. I'm back to the fucking beginning. Where the fuck are we?
Fuck.
I just created a new group called the King of France as a face like a beggar's ball back. I am from a water, fucking water. Give me that fucking badge back. You should see my cock. Keep your knackers in your underpants, you dirty bugger.
And of course, fuck is an Anglo-Saxon word. It means spreading seed. For fuck's sake, anyone knows that.
I'm buggered if I know what it was about. There's a terrible smell of shit. I couldn't get it to do decal. Bang! The sheriff! Straight on his fucking nose! Yeah! Straight in its fucking face! I'll kill you, you bastard! And he dug it off! Yes, I said bollocks, fuck it! Well, bollocks. Okay. Oh. Bollocks. Oh, bollocks. Bollocks. Is that all I can say? Bollocks? No, oh, bollocks! Bollocks!
Remember to stay at a steady, pace.
What?
Not too loud.
I can't keep the fucking thing at a steady pace. Bollocks! 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 Oh, fuck it. Palm pilot! Sounds like a wanking machine. I'll start again. Take two.
Well, fuck. Oh, shit, I've said fuck. Oh, fuck, I've said shit.
No, look.
I name this ship Felicity Ann, and God save all those who sail in there. Upper. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I've said shit. Oh, shit, I said fuck.
No, there was a woman down the alleyway, Mrs. Holmes, and she's going to report me for saying bugger, you know. Oh, just wait till I see your mother. You're in real trouble. Oh, I say, well, if you're going to go and see her, then tell her this booger-shaped, funky, fucking sphincter, asshole, up your ass, up your cunt. Fuck you sideways, you fucking boring fucking whore. Fuck off, you cow. So go and fucking repeat that to my mother.